morning, we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Chris Parks is with us here this morning. Hey, where'd you come from?
Right around the corner,
right down the hall. We're going to talk a little bit about the Iowa Bluebird Conservationists. They're having their spring conference and meeting coming up actually this Saturday, coming up real soon. You pretty excited about that?
Yeah. It's always a fun time to get together and talk about the things that our group loves to do, a little conservation, and perfect time of year, getting you kind of in the spring mood a little bit.
Yeah. Are you still president for life of that organization?
So far, yeah.
President until someone steps up to be involved. We've discussed this before, but remind folks why you're involved.
Well, I personally, I guess, got involved because I grew up around it a little bit. My grandmother was big into conservation efforts. She loved feeding birds and taking care of birds, and she got involved in this group, the Iowa Bluebird Conservationists, when they formed. And she's had a bluebird trail for a long time down near the Glenwood area. So I tagged along with her learning, and as an adult now, I've kind of gotten into it a little bit myself. I take care of a trail that's over at Lake Anita State Park, and our group has a number of folks, especially from around this immediate area, that like to do the same thing. Actually, if you walk across the street over in the well fields, Donna Reimers takes care of some boxes that are over there. So you're around, you're going to see them, and that's kind of our effort, is try to help out bluebirds and other cavity nesting birds have a place to light and raise their young.
Mm-hmm. Is it specifically bluebirds, or do you have interest in other species as well?
Well, it's our focus is kind of on bluebirds just because they've had more of a struggle than some other species in maintaining their numbers, but we boast ourselves as helping all cavity nesting birds. So any bird that's going to find somewhere to go inside that hole to lay their eggs and raise their young, we're going to help all those native species that need that help in that habitat.
Okay, very good. Well, I see you've got your spring conference coming up this Saturday. That'll be at the Wallace Learning Center there at the Armstrong Research Farm at Lewis. It's open to everyone.
Yeah, this is open to everyone, and I think that's something that's a little bit unique about this event, is it's not just specific about what we're doing. This is kind of something that would be interesting to anyone that has that, kind of conservation, blood running through them. They like to do things outdoors. They like to help wildlife. We've got a pretty wide variety of topics that we'll be discussing. It's even actually a speaker that's not going to be talking about birds at all. So, it's something, if you like the outdoors, you like conservation efforts, this might be interesting to you.
Okay, well, let's get into that here this morning. You've got Saturday's schedule all put together, and you do have some guest speakers who'll be sharing on different topics. Why don't you kind of run through that a little bit?
Yeah, we're going to get the day started. 9 o'clock is when we're going to get everybody together. So 9 to 9:30, we'll do our registration, and we encourage everyone that wants to come. If you just want to come day of, then and feel free to do that. Between now and then, if you want to get a hold of me and say, hey, we're coming, I'm sure that we can get you added in to make sure that the food part of it's taken care of for you as well. We did order some extra already, hoping that we get some more people to show up the day of, so feel free to do that. And then after we get registered, we'll start at about 9:30 then with our talk. And our first speaker is going to be Nathan Paulson. He's the co-owner and operator of Brunco Farm near Elkhorn. His wife, Emily, has been one that's been heavily involved with the Produce in the Park efforts. And they have a nice farm. They do a lot of different stuff, but part of their operation is he's gotten really into beekeeping. So they're a certified apiary, and he's going to talk a little bit about what that management involves, why it's important, what they do, and how they help out the rest of their farm as well with the pollinating efforts. And it'd be something a little bit different and unique to hear about that, and what the struggles are in making that work. And then our next speaker, as we'll take a little bit of a break, then we'll have another speaker in the morning session at 10:45. Tyler Harms is his name. He's actually with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources as his regular job, but he's the executive director of a group called the Iowa Young Birders. And they've really gotten active here, I've noticed, within the last few years. They do a lot of field trips, and they get youth involved in getting out and seeing birds and identifying them, get them a chance to get the tools that they need. They have some programs to get them good binoculars and spotting scopes and that type of stuff, and just getting people outdoors and enjoying nature. And they do all kinds of different field trips all around the state. So I'll be interested to hear how he's made that work and how he's getting youth involved with it. and then we'll have a little bit of a break for lunch. We'll have a couple of booths that will have some information and some opportunities to purchase things. We'll do a registration for boxes. We're not going to sell Nest boxes the day of the event, but we'll take orders if people want to order them, and we'll get them to you later. And then we'll have a little bit of a silent auction as well to raise some funds for our group. And then in the afternoon, our final speaker will be Doug Haar. He's also formerly a member of the Iowa DNR, but he is with the Bird Friendly Iowa Steering Committee. You may have heard about that. I actually heard about it here in a news story that Rick read, and that's what caught my attention to get in touch with them. But they're trying to do something that's similar to kind of the Tree City USA effort that's around. They're trying to get communities to do some different things to create habitat and make their cities a little bit more bird friendly, to try to encourage those type of efforts to keep birds around. And so he's going to talk about what they're doing, what it takes to get involved. So there might be some folks around the area, I think, or that are interested in conservation with different communities that want to get this type of designation to find out what it's all about and how you can do that. So those are the folks that we'll be hearing from.
It's a pretty quick-hitting conference. You mentioned registration at 9, but really the meat of the day will be about 9:45 till about 2:15, so it's not like an all-day event. You're going to get a lot of information in a short time and hopefully do a little networking and move on with your day.
Yeah. It's something, it'll take up, a chunk of your day, but it's not going to take up the entire day. You'll still have the full evening, and we'll see, of course, how the weather's cooperating. Maybe you'll still be able to get out and do something fun the rest of the day. But it's a time, of course, for a lot of our folks to get together and share, their success stories and what was working for them, what's not working. And if you're interested in the, bluebird part of it or the nest box part of it, there'll be plenty of folks they'll get you pointing the right direction to learn that stuff as well.
It seems like you have more membership here in this part of the state.
Yeah, we do. This our group is kind of started here in Southwest Iowa, and especially here around this kind of Griswold, Essex, Shenandoah, Atlantic area. That's where a lot of our members are from. But we try to be a statewide group. It's obviously just hard for a lot of folks to travel great distances to meet with us all the time. But we do have members across the state, and hopefully we'll see a few of them that'll scatter from other areas. And we're trying to be as helpful to everyone as we can, even if we're just a resource for information. If you're not coming to meetings.
Sure. You talked earlier about how it's, in large measure about getting people outdoors and getting them active and things. Is that kind of the point of this whole thing?
Yeah, it's that's really the whole point, is just kind of keeping you, I guess, aware of what's going on around you. Some of those efforts that you might just kind of glance by day to day. I'm sure you've driven around a park and you've seen, nest boxes, or you've seen other birds that you kind of wondered, I haven't seen that bird around here before. But there's usually some kind of effort behind the scenes that's going on to try to help that conservation effort and keep wildlife flourishing here in the area. There's other groups that are pretty similar. A lot of the efforts that go on with groups like Pheasants Forever and those organizations are doing the same type of thing. They want populations to be good, and they want what's around us to continue to be there.
Yeah, interested in making sure that the habitat stays positive for that type of development. Anyone can join the Iowa Bluebird Conservationists. How will they go about doing that?
Yeah, they can get in touch with me if they would like to do that, or you can check out, we do have a Facebook page if you're someone that uses that resource. Just search Iowa Bluebird Conservationists, and we've got a wealth of information on there, and our registration info is on there as well. You can join as a single member, a family member, and we've got different levels, whether you want to do a year or even a lifetime membership. It's minimal cost. It's not going to cost you much. It's just basically helping keep our group going is what we need for mailings. We send out quarterly newsletters, and then we meet quarterly. Most of our meetings we end up doing down near Hastings at the Indian Creek Museum, but we do move around a little bit. And of course, when we're trying to do projects, we've done a few trails where we put up box trails for folks. We'll meet somewhere else to do that type of effort as well. So that's kind of all it requires. And of course, if you just want to be a member and get the info, and that's fine too.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Is is it just membership, or do you expect activity? Do you expect folks to be active, involved?
Yeah, I mean, we hope that you want to do that, and it certainly helps when we're doing those types of projects. We did one, you know, down in Red Oak last year where we put up some boxes at the Anderson Conservation Area, and it takes a few hands, you know, to put those up and get everything going. It's usually not too much work involved, but you know, you need that help, and we like to have folks get together and talk and share their stories, and part of it's that fun is the camaraderie that everybody has. But yeah, if you just want to be one that's on the outside helping out financially and getting information, that's fine too.
All right, very good. Again, the spring conference and meeting coming up this Saturday at the Wallace Learning Center there at the Armstrong Research Farm near Lewis. $20 per person the cost. That includes lunch. They do need to contact you here pretty quick if they want to be a part of that.
Yeah, if they want to make sure that they're going to get lunch, obviously we'll still welcome you to the conference, even if you know, we don't have enough food to accommodate everyone. We'll give you an opportunity probably to leave and get some if that's the case. But yeah, get in touch with me as quick as you can, either here at the station or you can email me as well, and we'll get you taken care of.
All right, very good. Well, Chris, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Looks like you guys put together a lot of hard work to get this set up. Good luck.
Yeah, should be fun.